This is Where Are You Going, presented by me, Catherine Carr. I stop strangers on the street and ask them where they're going and uncover beautiful stories about their lives.
Excuse me. Hello.
I was sort of trying to walk past you really fast, but you're a very fast walker. Do you mind if I ask you where you're going?
For a minute, I'm going to the bank and then I'm going home.
Okay.
Sorry, not really interested today.
That's okay. You look like a man with a list of things to do.
Sort of. I dropped something off at the hospital, going to the bank, going back home. That's all I need to do for now.
What do you do on a normal Sunday?
A normal Sunday, I work.
Okay.
Today I'm off work, so.
What do you do for your job?
I'm a rabbi and a teacher.
Okay, so that's full on.
Yeah, it is pretty full on, but I do need to rush now.
Sorry. Please, off to the bank. We'll try not to be awkward and race each other. Have a nice day.
Central London. I came into the city very early to watch the 2024 London Marathon. The usually bustling business quarter was waking up slowly on a Sunday.
Excuse me.
Hello. I was just wondering where you're going with your bags and your sticks.
I'm actually going to go and ring the bells at St Paul's Cathedral for the 11 o'clock service.
No.
Yeah.
You get to go up there?
Yeah. I've been ringing there for 30 years.
That's incredible. I had no idea you were going to say that. How did you get into it?
I learnt to ring at 13 when I was at school in St Albans.
Where they had bells?
Well, no, we had a society and we went out to a little ring of bells locally.
Why did you want to do that? I mean,
probably because it was different. My friend wanted to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first time you went when you were 13, tell me what happened.
Loved it. And I've been doing it ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the art of bell ringing then? Tell me.
It's a combination. It's technique. You've got to be able to control the bell. We also learn things called methods, which are mathematical. It sounds a bit complicated, but you have to learn. You're not allowed any visual aids. You just have to remember. And you can do as much or as little as you like. But the main thing is ringers are extremely social. They're very accepting of people that maybe other groups might not want to have with them.
Okay.
We're very inclusive. We have great fun. And I've got friends going back over 40 years.
Bell ringing friends.
Yeah. And when my husband died and I've been ill, they've been there for me. They're my family.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
So
how did you get... Is it a gig? How did you get the chance to
ring
here?
I got asked to go up and help. And, you know, they changed the rules to let women join 25 years ago. Which is great, but it's great.
Yes.
No, I don't want to look back. I want to look forward.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be master of a society called the Ancient Society of College Youths next year. And it was formed in 1637 in the city.
Wow. So describe, we're standing literally in the shadow of St. Paul's, more or less. Where do you go and where do you climb and what's it like?
Right. Originally, we used to go in a little door just next to the crypt door. But now we have to go down to the security box. And we go up in the lift to the Triforium and we walk across the back of the cathedral. We can look down. You know, we're so privileged. And then we ring the bells.
And is this long rope ringing?
Yes. And the biggest bell weighs 3 tonnes and somebody rings it on their own.
Oh, my God.
Not me.
It's quite physical then as a job.
It is very physical, but it's mentally stimulating, physical and social. So, I mean, what more can you want out of a hobby?
Do you know what? Doesn't it have euphoria as well? Because bell ringing makes me very... Even talking about it makes me emotional.
Very, very much so. And ringing for the Jubilee and then the Queen's funeral, we rang the bells fully muffled with just the biggest bell half muffled. And the sound just makes you want to cry.
So you rang for those events?
Yes, and also the coronation.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of famous in the bell ringing world.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Or a bell ringer's also humble.
I'm fairly well known.
That's amazing.
Yes, and we also ring around the world. I'm planning and organising a trip to Australia next year.
Goodness me, and you said you've been poorly, so you're managing to do all this.
I'm so determined. I've had blood cancer, which is... I'm just getting on with life. I don't want to let cancer define me. Hence the sticks. I've got bad feet, but it didn't stop me ringing.
I'm really sorry. That must have been a blow.
Yeah, but I've never been upset, just really cross because it's interfered with my life. That's me. But I've had such support from everyone and encouraging me to come back to ringing.
Yeah.
So.
And you said you lost your husband as well, so this is carried.
He died 10 years ago of esophageal cancer, yeah.
So you've cared for and seen cancer up close, yeah. And now
yeah.
have it.
Yeah, but, you know, so many people do. I'm not unique. And I just want to be positive and do things. It's quite hard. I've just come on the tube and people pushing and shoving. But I'm quite determined. I'm not frightened to say, excuse me, may I sit down and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm quite lucky to be like that. I think other people might not want to do that. But
they might curl up.
Yeah, well, I'm never, ever going to do that.
I can see in your eyes you've got a sparkle, but also a very determined look.
I am very determined, and my friends will tell you that as well.
So what do you have to practice? You can't practice before the 11 because that would make a noise.
We don't practice on Sundays, but on the Tuesdays, which is our society I was telling you about, we ring bells all around the city and practice. So I think this week we're going to St Magnus the Martyr down by London Bridge,
yeah.
And we ring at St Mary Le Bow, and we ring all the city bells, yeah.
And so what is it, finally, do you think about bell ringing that's an important part of worship?
It tells people the church is there. I mean, you can't have a bigger sound than that, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and people hear it and they think, oh, there's a church there, there's bells ringing.
Yeah.
And I think, and we have a great relationship with the city clergy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful sound.
Thank you. We really enjoy it.
Good luck, and I really hope you feel stronger and stronger and that Australia is a blast.
I'm sure it will be, and thank you very much. No, I love talking about ringing.
Thank you so much. That was total joy. Bye-bye. Bye.
Later that morning, when the roads were thronged with spectators, I could hear the sounds of the bells pealing across the city. Thank you for listening to this episode of Where Are You Going? If you'd like to donate to the podcast via the coffee button on our website, just head to whereareyougoing.co.uk. I'm Catherine Carr, and the team at Loftus Media produce these episodes.